AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Malayan police and troops are looking for more than three suspects in the assault on a hotel that killed 20 people, plus two assailants. AP's Robbie Corey Boulay reports from Ivory Coast that a state of emergency has been declared.
Last night, the president arrived from a security summit in Chad. He convened an emergency cabinet meeting and then addressed the nation, announcing a 10-day state of emergency beginning Friday night at midnight, and also 3 days of national mourning that will begin on Monday.
The hotel attack and the Paris attacks have raised alert levels around the globe, Belgium declaring its highest security alert amid what officials say is a serious situation. Mastermind of the Paris attacks was from Belgium, and the Belgian federal prosecutor's office says several weapons were discovered during the search of the home of one of three people arrested in connection with the Paris attacks. First snow brings a number of wrecks. In Iowa, William Kobe tells WHO-TV he watched the driver in front of him lose control.
She started fishtailing and hit the curb, and when she hit the curb, she overcorrected and flipped our car onto her top here. First thing I did was pulled over and jumped out of the car to help her. It's the only right thing to do.
A foot and a half of snow has fallen in southeastern South Dakota, a half foot or more common in Iowa. The storm has moved into southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, and Indiana. The E. coli outbreak connected to the Chipotle restaurants has expanded.
The new cases are in California, Ohio, and New York. Earlier cases were reported in Oregon, Washington, and Minnesota. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the investigation continues into whether a specific food at Chipotle is making people sick. No deaths have been reported, but the CDC says 45 people have been infected and 16 of them had to go to the hospital. Last month, 43 Chipotles in Washington and Oregon were closed because of E. coli. They have since reopened. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP Radio News. Ford workers have a new four-year union contract. Diane Kepley gives us the details.
Ford's rank-and-file union members have narrowly approved the contract, which raises wages for all workers and gradually eliminates a system under which newer workers are paid less than more veteran ones. It also promises bonuses of more than $10,000 per worker this year and annual profit-sharing checks and other bonuses in the other years of the contract. There was some concern the workers might reject this pact after some workers said the union didn't push hard enough to win back things they had lost in previous agreements. Ford was the last of the Detroit automakers to win approval for its contract with the UAW. The contracts with the Detroit automakers cover about 142,000 workers. I'm Diane Kepley.
In college football today, number one Clemson plays Wake Forest. Number two Ohio State faces a tough test. And number nine Michigan State in the Big Ten. A pair of Big 12 showdowns today between fourth-ranked Oklahoma State and number 10 Baylor. And number seven Oklahoma takes on number 11 TCU. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.